You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
म्यूचुअल फंड में इन्वेस्ट किया क्या? किया ही होगा. आफ्टर ऑल म्यूचुअल फंड इंडस्ट्रीज टोटल एसेट्स अंडर मैनेजमेंट हैव क्रॉस्ड 50 ट्रिलियन मार्क. इनफैक्ट इन जस्ट 5 इयर्स एसेट्स हैव ग्रोन फ्रॉम नियरली 23 ट्रिलियन इन दिसंबर 2018 टू मोर देन 50 ट्रिलियन नाउ. हाउ डिड इट हैपन? Thanks to you and me, a lot of young people like us have started investing in mutual funds. Today's podcast is for them so that they know what not to do when investing in mutual funds. Hello, I'm Aparajita and you are listening to Why Not Mint Money podcast. In today's episode, I'll tell you 5 mistakes to avoid when investing in mutual funds.
Welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started with your money journey.
First, don't get charmed by star-rated funds. There are different websites and articles that tell you best performing mutual funds of recent times, 5-star-rated mutual funds, or funds that have delivered exponential returns. Well, if a fund has already moved so high, it's unlikely that it will maintain its performance. There is no point investing lump sum amount in a mutual fund scheme which has already delivered great returns. So I repeat, don't get charmed by star-rated funds or best-performing funds. Second, don't have a flurry of mutual funds in your portfolio. Another mistake that a lot of investors commit is having 15, 20 or even more mutual fund schemes in the portfolio. One should not have more than 5 or 6 mutual fund schemes in one's portfolio. Whenever a mutual fund company launches a new scheme, they call it new fund offer. So whenever an NFO is launched, the mutual fund company's distribution network gets active. They reach out to investors and pitch it as a next best thing. You end up buying those NFOs. This way, you unnecessarily accumulate a lot of mutual fund schemes, which does not help your portfolio. So don't get lured by new schemes being launched. You have to be smart. Don't get charmed by these distribution agents who tell you that this NFO is going to add a lot of value to your portfolio. It will not. Third, avoid frequent churning. What is churning, you ask? Churning means selling one mutual fund scheme to buy another and repeating it all over again. Investors tend to sell their low-performing mutual fund schemes for, again, supposedly the next best thing. They feel the other mutual fund scheme is better than what they own. In mutual funds, you have to stay invested for the long term. You have to have conviction in the mutual fund scheme where you have invested. Jumping from one mutual fund scheme to another is not going to help you. You should link your specific financial goals with a mutual fund scheme and stay invested until you achieve that goal. That is how you plan your mutual funds investments. Now coming to the fourth point, beware app suggestions. Many of you must have opened accounts with online mutual fund distribution platforms. Such platforms subtly showcase you mutual fund schemes that they want to push out. One may call it hidden promotion of mutual fund schemes. Don't buy those suggestions. Either reach out to a SEBI-registered investor advisor or a mutual fund distributor to discuss your goals and accordingly pick mutual fund schemes. Don't go by what these online distribution platforms are pushing towards you. Don't do that. Now, fifth point, having no idea about mutual fund categories. Tell me one thing. If I ask you, in which scheme have you invested recently, what would you say? You may recall the mutual fund company's name, but you must have forgotten the scheme name. Do you remember that or not? Ask that question to you. Investors don't focus on in exactly what type of mutual fund scheme they have invested. So you have to be aware of where you are investing. In the mutual fund universe, there are thousands of schemes, and broadly those schemes can be classified under 3 types: equity mutual funds, debt mutual funds, and hybrid mutual funds. Within equity, debt, and hybrid, there are more categories. For example, among equity mutual funds, you have categories such as large cap mutual fund, mid cap mutual fund, small cap mutual fund, large mid cap mutual fund, multi cap and flexi cap funds. So these are six categories among equity mutual funds. You have to get an understanding of exactly in which type of mutual fund schemes you are investing so that two schemes don't overlap each other. This is the reason why you should know the name of the scheme where you have invested very carefully. The scheme name will tell you what sort of mutual fund scheme that particular product is.
Feel free to ask your queries on this topic. I am available on X. My X handle @Apri_Sharma. You can find me on LinkedIn as well with my full name, which is Aprajita Sharma. For more such podcasts, keep visiting htsmartcast.com. Bye-bye. To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.